Hi everyone, it's Joe, and this is day five of Octava. It is day five, isn't it? Yeah. Firstly, I wanted to say thank you to people who've commented on my booze and sent me messages and things like that. I really appreciate it. I'm not brilliant on the Audio Boo website. It's not hugely accessible for us who use speech software and stuff. It is doable, but it's a bit tricky, so I'm just doing a general thank you. If you've commented on a boo or you've sent me a message, I really appreciate it. Cheers for that. Okay, so this is Let's Pretend. So, I don't do karaoke. Rob does the karaoke in our house. He loves it. His piece de resistance, as they say, is Louis Armstrong's Wonderful World, which he usually needs a few pints of beer afterwards to soothe his throat. But it does do it quite well. So if I had to pick one, I really don't know. Possibly Amy MacDonald's Mr. Rock and Roll would be quite good. But if I'm going to pick one that I can play here, then perhaps this. So that's Texas with I Don't Want a Lover. It's the rock chick in me, I think, that makes me choose something like that. But anything like that, that was really up-tempo and, you know, yeah. If I did karaoke and I thought I was capable of it, then it's something like that. A song that I wish... I wouldn't really say there's a song that I wish had never been done. I mean, I suppose there's loads that we hear and we go, oh, you know, why did somebody do that? But somebody somewhere likes them and finds them fun, so, you know. But there is a song that drives me absolutely mad when it's done on karaoke, and it's because it's done to death, and I wish that people wouldn't do it anymore, and that's ABBA, Dancing Queen. I loathe it, absolutely loathe it. So that's that one. Which song do I wish that I had co-written? Well, I think up there it's got to be something like Imagine by John Lennon. Lyrics again, as I keep saying, I'm a lyrics person. I love good lyrics. Or maybe 10cc's I'm Not In Love, something like that. Who would I have in my band? Okay, I'm not well up on drummers, so I guess I'm going to pick Phil Collins. There's probably loads of really, really good ones out there, and I just can't think of names of them. Okay, my bass player, someone's already mentioned him, but I guess it would have to be Mark King. I got persuaded to go to a Level 42 concert years ago, and I'd always said I didn't really care for their music, and the concert turned me around. Absolutely loved it. Mark King did a solo, showed off what he could do on the bass, and it was fantastic. So he would be bass. Lead guitarist would have to be Mark Knopfler, because I absolutely love Dire Straits. Who would I have as a vocalist? If he was still alive, I think it would have to be somebody like Freddie Mercury, just because of his ability to get the crowd going so much. I never went to a Queen concert. It's one thing I wish I could have done, because I would imagine that the atmosphere and the audience participation just makes it a lot of fun. So I guess Freddie, really. You'll notice that I haven't picked any females. I do tend to listen to a lot more a lot more male bands and male singers. There are some women that I like, but there's probably more male vocalists and male bands in our CD collection, I would have said. I'm not going to pick a keyboardist or anything because I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest. If I could play in the band, if I was good enough, I think I would play the saxophone, of course. But I would be nowhere near good enough, so I'll leave it to the chaps. If I could do a duet with somebody, I want to try and pick somebody different, somebody interesting. Possibly, if you were going really outlandish, well, not outlandish, but really kind of out the ordinary, possibly Tori Amos doing a song like Little Earthquakes, which I had it, if I had it with me, I'd play a little bit. It's a song that comes from the Little Earthquakes album, and I really like it. I think it's the last track on the album. So, yeah, something, doing a duet with somebody like her would be good. Or singing with somebody like John Bon Jovi, that would be cool as well. So, yeah, I'm quite open to, to offers, really, if I could sing. I can kind of hold a tune, but I'm no great shakes when it comes to the singing department. I would much rather play an instrument. I'm much more confident about that. That's my little take on today's Let's Pretend. I think I've covered every question. Looking forward to tomorrow's. And I've already listened to lots of other people's today's, and I have to say, Daylight Gambler, Phil, it was brilliant. It made me laugh. If you haven't listened to Daylight Gambler's Day 5 Boo featuring All One Word, you should go along and take a listen. It's very funny. Anyway, that's it from me for now. So I shall see you all again tomorrow. Take care.